I'm Sean Power reporting. An Owens man has been seriously injured after being involved in a train versus car collision just north of Lamar's earlier this week. The Plymouth County Sheriff's Office received a call about the collision around 7:43 p.m. on Tuesday, with the site of the accident located on 150th Street between Lake and Key Avenues. First responders found a 2012 Dodge Ram 2500 upside down north of 150th Street with severe damage, with a stationary BNSF train found nearby. The driver of the Dodge Ram, 25-year-old Joshua Kelly, was transported to Floyd Valley Hospital with severe injuries, while the BNSF crew was unharmed. An investigation determined that Kelly, while traveling eastbound on 150th Street, collided with the BNSF train going northbound at the railroad crossing and was ejected from the vehicle, which entered a ditch and rolled an unknown number of times. Kelly was not wearing a seatbelt at the time of the collision. The Dodge Ram was deemed totaled with a replacement cost of $12,000, while the BNSF train engine suffered approximately $4,500 in damage. The sheriff's office says the case remains under investigation as of Wednesday evening, with charges possible. A special election in the Kingsley Pearson Community School District will be held on Tuesday, September 8th, for the approval of a physical plant and equipment levy. Voters of Plymouth and Cherokee County residing in the Kingsley Pearson Community School District will be consolidated to one precinct and will vote at the Kingsley Community Center from 7 a.m. until 8 p.m. The Plymouth County Auditor's Office is now accepting absentee ballot request forms for voters who wish to vote via an absentee ballot. The Auditor's Office can mail a ballot to a voter if requested between the dates of August 19th and August 24th only. In-person absentee voting in the Auditor's Office at the Plymouth County Courthouse will begin August 19th and is available until 5 p.m. on Friday, September 4th. The courthouse is closed for Labor Day on Monday, September 7th. Iowa voters are required to comply with the Iowa Voter ID law. Therefore, voters must provide an approved form of identification before receiving and casting a ballot. For any questions about the special election, contact the Auditor's Office by calling 712-546-6100. Woodbury County is taking legal action against the town of Salix over the annexation of land being considered for a potential data center. Google announced on Monday that it's evaluating the 900-acre site there for a possible data center. Woodbury County officials, including Supervisor Chair Mark Nelson, want a judge to rule whether the annexation was legal.
We received a petition from residents asking the county to do a review of this and try to intervene judicially if possible. County Attorney's Office spent a lot of time reviewing that, and they found, you know, irregularities that we just don't see with other annexations.
Court documents allege Salix did not properly notify residents and annex property that does not border city limits.
We just want to make sure that our constituents always have the access to the most information possible, and that if there is a system that we're supposed to follow when it comes to annexation or anything else, that it's being followed to the letter of the law.
The mayor of Salix says he can't comment on pending litigation. However, during a city council meeting last month, he said the city followed state law. Residents who oppose the project say it would harm the environment, while supporters say it would bring jobs and boost the local economy. And that's a look at your local news. I'm Sean Power.